May Prayers, Part 2, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail, most gracious Mother of Mercy, Hail, Mary, for whom we fondly yearn, through whom we obtain forgiveness. Who would not love you? You are our light in uncertainty, our comfort in sorrow, our solace in the midst of trial, our refuge from every peril and temptation. You are our sure hope of salvation, second only to your only begotten Son. Blessed are they who love you, Our Lady. Incline, I beseech you, your ears of pity to the entreaties of this your servant, a miserable sinner. Dissipate the darkness of my sins by the bright beams of your holiness, in order that I may be acceptable in your sight. For the grace of love. O Mary, my dear mother, how much I love you, and yet in reality how little. You teach me what I ought to know, for you teach me what Jesus is to me and what I ought to be for Jesus. Dearly beloved Mother, how close to God you are, and how utterly filled with Him. In the measure that we know God, we remind ourselves of you. Mother of God, obtain for me the grace of loving my Jesus. Obtain for me the grace of loving you. To the Blessed Virgin Mary from May. O most august and blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, glorious Queen of heaven and earth, powerful protectress of those who love you and unfailing advocate of all who invoke you, look down, I beseech you, from your throne of glory on your devoted child. Accept the solemn offering I present to you this month, specially dedicated to you, and receive my ardent, humble desire that by my love and fervor I could worthily honor you, who, next to God, are deserving of all honor. Receive me, O Mother of Mercy, among your best beloved children. Extend to me your maternal tenderness and solicitude. Obtain for me a place in the heart of Jesus, and a special share in the gifts of His grace. O deign, I beseech you, to recognize my claims on your protection, to watch over my spiritual and temporal interests, as well as those of all who are dear to me, to infuse into my soul the Spirit of Christ, and to teach me yourself to become meek, humble, charitable, patient, and submissive to the will of God. May my heart burn with the love of your divine Son, and of you, His blessed Mother, not for a month alone, but for time and eternity. May I thirst for the promotion of His honor and yours, and contribute as far as I can to its extension. Receive me, O Mary, the refuge of sinners. Grant me a mother's blessing and a mother's care, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. To Our Lady. O most holy Virgin Mary, who evermore stands before the most holy Trinity, and to whom it is granted at all times to pray for us to your most beloved Son, pray for me in all my necessities. Help me, combat for me, and obtain for me the pardon of all my sins. Help me especially at my last hour, and when I can no longer give any sign of the use of reason, encourage me, make the sign of the cross for me, and fight for me against the enemy. Make in my name a profession of faith, favor me with a testimony of my salvation, and never let me despair of the mercy of God. Help me to overthrow the wicked enemy, when I can no longer say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I place my soul in your hands, say it for me. When I can no longer hear human words of consolation, comfort me. Leave me not before I have been judged, and if I have to expiate my sins in purgatory, O pray for me earnestly, and admonish my friends to procure for me a speedy enjoyment of the blessed sight of God. Lessen my sufferings, deliver me speedily, and lead my soul into heaven with you, that united with all the elect, I may there bless and praise my God and you for all eternity. Amen. Act of Reparation. O Blessed Virgin, Mother of God, look down in mercy from heaven where you are enthroned as Queen upon me, a miserable sinner, your unworthy servant. Although I know full well my own unworthiness, yet in order to atone for the offenses that are done to you by impious and blasphemous tongues, from the depths of my heart I praise and extol you as the purest, the fairest, the holiest creature of all God's handiwork. I bless your holy name. I praise your exalted privilege of being truly Mother of God, ever virgin, conceived without stain of sin, co-redemptrix of the human race. I bless the eternal Father who chose you in an especial way for his daughter. I bless the Word incarnate who took upon himself our nature in your bosom and so made you his mother. I bless the Holy Spirit who took you as his bride. All honor, praise, and thanksgiving to the ever-blessed Trinity, who predestined you and loved you so exceedingly from all eternity as to exalt you above all creatures to the most sublime heights. O Virgin, holy and merciful, obtain for all who offend you the grace of repentance, and graciously accept this poor act of homage from me, your servant, obtaining likewise for me from your divine Son the pardon and remission of all my sins. Amen.